This is always a treat.
So excited about this because I've been wanting to talk to these guys.
Well, unfortunately, we only have a certain number of headsets.
Well, we got plenty.
George and Gordon, you're going to have to give up your headsets for our guests.
Makes no sense. We got 12 headsets
here.
No,
just these work. Oh. So if you don't mind,
all right.
Because entering our broadcast tent here, longtime NFL veterans. Between them, they have 32 Super Bowl rings. Now they're in football retirement, but they always have an interesting venture. It's the Skinlonen brothers. Good morning to the older Skinlonen brother, Nick Skinlonen. How are you?
Morning, Greg. Good to see you. Good to see you, George.
Hey, good to see you, Nick.
A
little cheap, but anyway, Nick is the older and larger, much larger of the two Skinlonen brothers. Yeah. You were a deep snap. For 21 seasons.
21 years, yes, in the NFL. And I kind of look at my time now as giving back to the game.
And as always, your younger brother is with us. This is Rick Skinlonen, 19 seasons as a punter and holder.
That's right. Hi, Craig.
And you're very tiny for an NFL veteran.
I was a little undersized. I was a preemie, as they say.
Well, you don't have to hold that. You don't have to talk about that.
As my mom used to say, I was malformed.
Oh, no. That's terrible of her to say about you.
It's kind of bad.
Well, mom was honest.
Well, what brings you guys to Cowboys camp?
Well, thanks for asking, Craig.
We're out here to cover the Cowboys for our new podcast on the Cumulus Podcast Network. It's called Megan's Team.
What?
Megan's Team.
Megan's Team?
Megan's Team. Nick and Rick's look at the Duchess of Sussex's favorite NFL team's divisional rival, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
That's right. You're big into the royal family.
Yeah.
So we're going to combine the two things and make it a podcast.
She's a big Philly Eagles fan. So we like to look at some of the rivals of Megan's favorite team.
That's odd.
And things have been rough. We haven't been able to attract advertisers.
Oh, no.
Now, Nick is endorsing Big and Tall Man clothing.
Right.
They didn't want me.
And, well, you don't really fill out something big and tall.
But the problem with podcasts is that... that they're wanting us to endorse a lot of penis pills and marijuana gummies.
And, we have standards.
And our mommy would be upset by that, so we can't do it.
We have standards.
So we've made, like, zero money from our podcast.
Oh, no.
But if we get good numbers, we get over a dozen downloads per episode.
Over a dozen.
At least.
For you all.
Yeah,
we've been doing it a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah.
We're making progress.
But we also have another show.
Yeah.
And Nick has what I like to call all the deets.
That's right.
All the deets. Okay, Nick.
I hope you'll enjoy this. On the NFL Network in August, it's the Skinlonens back together again for... How bad do you punt it? And we're going around, you know, ESPN's doing that thing, 50 states, you know, 50 different locations in 50 days. Well, we're doing a similar thing. We're going all the way around the country, and we're going to show up at random front doors and ask the question, how bad do you punt it?
That's right. It's a big catchphrase.
Right. We're going to take that person out in the front yard. And if he can punt it more than 30 yards, then he gets a NFL Network I Got Skinlonen t-shirt.
This is quite elaborate just for giving away a t-shirt.
But it's spreading.
A lot of travel involved to give away t-shirts.
We look at it as spreading NFL goodwill around the country. Hyping up the season. You know, people like to get hyped.
Yeah, they do. Can the average person punt it 30 yards, though?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
We may end up with a whole barn full of t-shirts.
Here, we brought one for you, though.
Make it a little easier to give away a t-shirt. Yeah.
Look at there. You just got skinlotted.
Thank you for this.
And we're glad to be back together as a team. Rick got suspended by the NFL Network.
I did.
Yeah. He was grinding on Jane Slater at the NFL Network Christmas party.
No, I was not. I was not. That was misinterpreted, and you know it.
Well,
I would never do anything like that.
That's what she said.
But we have had a few media members out here get mad at us. One in particular.
Who?
Brad Sham yelled at us.
Man, why do you want to bring that up?
He did. We asked a question at a Stephen Jones stand-around press conference, you know? And Brad...
You went to that?
Yeah, we asked a question, you know, about punting or something, and then Brad had the next question, and he said something that really hurt my feelings.
What did he say?
He said, now that Tweedledee and Tweedledum have asked a stupid question, let's get back to football.
Yeah. He called you that?
He called him Tweedledum.
He's never liked us.
That's terrible.
That's cool. He didn't like
demeaning.
Us. He didn't like us in our playing days, and obviously he still doesn't like us now.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
But we really think Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, is excited about Michael Parson not having an extension yet.
She's excited about it?
Yeah, because she's the Philly fan.
Yeah, she wants the big repeat.
Yeah, so, and on our podcast, we love taking a look at the outfits that we feel Meghan might be wearing while watching NFC East games this year.
By the way, is his name Michael or Micah?
It's Micah. Okay. Jerry calls him Michael.
I thought it was Michael Parson. That's what I thought.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's
okay.
Micah Parson.
All right. Well, Craig, we stand corrected.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's just so great to see you guys.
Well, it's good to be back here, and we're excited about the upcoming season.
Yeah, good luck on your 50 states in 50 days tour.
Yeah. Thank you.
The catchphrase and all that.
Yeah.
How bad do you punt it? It's really going to be
a grind of a schedule, but
yeah, it is. Well, good luck with that and the two podcasts
and everything you got going on.
Craig. We really appreciate it. We really enjoy what you do on the ticket.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. If you want to make that into a promo, you can.
Oh, yeah, I doubt it, but appreciate it.
I know Catman jumps on that pretty quick.
Yeah, he's right on it.
All right, you guys take care. There they go.
Nick Skinlonen and Rick Skinlonen,
the Skinlonen brothers, longtime NFL veterans.
When does that show come on the NFL?
Okay.
Yeah, they have to go.
They've
got another stand-around press conference to attend.